This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Smoke rose from airstrikes on Gaza's crowded southern city of Rafah Thursday after U.S. President Joe Biden vowed to cut off artillery shells and other weapons supplied to Israel if a full-scale offensive into the city goes forward. Israeli officials objected Thursday to Biden's decision to pause shipments of some weapons to Israel. It's Biden's strongest stance yet on Israel's military operations. Reuters correspondent Diane Toh reports.
In an interview with CNN, Biden said, quote, "I made it clear that if they go into Rafah, I'm not supplying the weapons." He acknowledged in the interview that American bombs provided to Israel have killed civilians in the seven-month-old offensive in Gaza, which came in response to Hamas's attack on October the 7th. The comments are the president's strongest public language to date and underscore growing rift between the U.S. and its closest Middle Eastern ally. The interview was aired hours after Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin confirmed to the Senate that the U.S. had at least temporarily paused a planned delivery of thousands of heavy bombs.
That's Reuters correspondent Diane Toh reporting. The UN World Health Organization says it has only 3 days of fuel left for its medical operations in southern Gaza, and shortages have already forced one of three hospitals in the city to shut down. In the city of Gaza, Rafah, rather. The Rafah boarding crosser with Egypt has been closed since Israel's military took control of the Palestinian side early Tuesday, blocking entry of a vital humanitarian aid. Israel said it reopened the Kerem Shalom crossing on Wednesday. Speaking at an agency headquarters in Geneva, WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the fuel they expected to be allowed into Gaza Wednesday did not arrive.
WHO has pre-positioned some supplies in warehouses and hospitals, but without more aid flowing into Gaza, we cannot sustain our life-saving support to hospitals.
This is VOA News. After controversial testimony Tuesday, porn actor Stormy Daniels is scheduled to be back on the witness stand Thursday in the hush money trial of former U.S. President Donald Trump in New York. Associated Press correspondent Julie Walker has this preview.
The defense in Donald Trump's hush money trial will continue its cross-examination of Stormy Daniels, who previously told jurors in sometimes graphic detail about a sexual encounter she says they had in 2006, which Trump denies. Jurors appeared riveted by her testimony, Daniels going into salacious details despite repeated objections by defense attorneys who demanded a mistrial over what they said were prejudicial and irrelevant comments. The judge said no mistrial and also told Trump's lawyers to rein in their client because he was cursing audibly and shaking his head visually, which the judge said was contemptuous. Julie Walker, New York.
In a move certain to face strong opposition from environmental groups, Japan's government has announced Thursday the nation will add large fin whales to its list of commercial whaling species, 5 years after leaving an international body that regulates commercial whaling. Reuters correspondent Devi Rajaram reports.
Chief Cabinet Secretary Yoshimasa Hayashi on Thursday said the species would be added to its commercial whaling list after the country's fisheries agency this week sought public comment on a draft revision of its policies. Over the last 5 years, Japan has been trying to expand its whaling business. It resumed commercial hunting in its territorial waters and exclusive economic zones in 2019 after withdrawing from the International Whaling Commission. Whale consumption in Japan hit its peak in the early 1960s but did not become widespread as other meats became more accessible. Commercial whaling in Japan is currently limited to three minor species, minke whales, bright whales, and sei whales.
That's Reuters correspondent Debbie Rasharam reporting. U.S. weather forecasters are warning a wave of dangerous storms could continue marching through the southern U.S. Thursday. Associated Press correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Columbia, Tennessee resident Eva Gray Howard and her husband sat in their truck and prayed Wednesday evening as they watched a tornado rip through their city.
Here it comes. Feel it? Oh my gosh, oh my gosh. Jesus, please. Spare us, Jesus. Oh, my heavens.
The storms left two people dead in Tennessee and one in North Carolina. An outbreak of torrential rain and tornadoes has cut across the country this week, from the plains to the Midwest and now in the southeastern United States. I'm Donna Warder.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.